Okay, so I will be interviewing Raymond Hale. And so we're going to start this off. How is your day?
Good.
You're having a good day?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So we're going to go ahead and get this started. So we just recently became adopted siblings, correct?
Correct.
We've known each other maybe about 9 months, maybe 10.
Right around there.
So you used to live back in Virginia. What was that like?
Different.
How different?
Like, different people, you know. I was raised in a different household. You had land to run on. You didn't have all these different laws and regulations. You don't have people always wondering what's going on in your life. They minded their own business. You minded your own business. And that's the way it was. And you come out here and it's a whole new world. Everybody wants to know what you've been to or what you've done or how you've done it. And they're always there, and it's strange.
I will agree with you there. It is strange. You know, going back places, it's definitely different. You don't have as much privacy here. I do agree with you on that. So when you moved down here, Mom always told me to be careful and everything because I didn't know you that well yet because we just recently found each other and everything. Mom told me that you were in jail back in Virginia. Can you explain why?
Yeah, I got in a fight with a kid. He was messing with my sister and, you know, numerous times I've been telling him to stop and he still didn't. And me being the bigger brother, I stepped in and took things in my own hands. Not really sure if I want to go into detail, but, you know, I was charged with a simple assault at the age of 16, almost 17 years old. A crowbar was involved. But, you know, I got out with 6 months on good behavior, was on a year's lease of unsupervised probation, was on an ankle bracelet for 3 months. Pretty much wherever my mom went, I had to go. Wherever my dad went, I had to go. Then they let me go off of my ankle bracelet early because of good behavior. And, you know, we were getting ready to lose a ranch, so I had to work. So, yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. See, I don't see it as a bad thing. You were just doing it out of protection of your sister, and things just got way out of hand.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what people probably saw it as. So, you were talking about your sister, and I mean, you have plenty of siblings up here. You have me up here. You have Jace, you know, Eli, Tyler. You have all of us up here. Who are all your siblings back in Virginia?
I have Johnny, James, McKenna, my oldest sister. She lives out in Virginia still. My youngest sister, she just had a baby. She's up in Gypsum here in Colorado. I have Robbie, or had Robbie. He was my brother. He was a year younger than me. He passed away last year. So
that pretty much just went into another question I was going to ask you, which isn't going to be the last question. I know it's harder for you to talk about Robbie, but would you mind explaining everything about Robbie and what you liked?
He always had a smile on his face. He was the happy one. He was so talented. You know, we got in so much trouble, but it was definitely worth it. Like the time that Mom told me and Robbie not to go out to the river in the truck, and we did. We high-centered the truck over a rock. We flooded it. We were out there for 4 or 5 hours trying to get the truck and stuff. Finally had to call my mom and she came and pulled us out. It was like 2 something in the morning. I just remember that sound of the old F-250. It was a 92 F-250. It was red, single cab, long bed. You know, I remember every detail about that thing. Every dent, rust spot, nick, the exhaust tick, everything. I remember hearing the sound of us romping through the river, and then all of a sudden it just dies. And both me and Robbie look at each other and we're like, oh crap. So we had good times, but, you know, I still blame myself for his passing, his death. You know, I could have stopped it if I showed up sooner. But, you know, I didn't.
It's not your fault.
And for that, I hate myself for it. But, you know, people say it was a coward's way out, but the way I look at it was his way of showing people he was hurting and asking for help, but he didn't know how to, and so he just done it on his own. Finally said it was enough.
I'm sorry. I know that's hard for you to talk about. I'm sorry. Come here.